AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House has passed what became a controversial measure to appoint an independent commission to study the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Democrat Tim Ryan of Ohio expressed outrage at the GOP opposition.
We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol police with lead pipes across the head, and we can't get bipartisanship. What else has to happen in this country?
35 Republicans did vote with the Democrats to pass the measure, risking retribution from Donald Trump. And with Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell opposed, it could fail in the Senate.
It's not at all clear what new facts or additional investigation yet another commission could actually lay on top of existing efforts.
There's been a bizarre intrusion at a school in Santa Rosa, California. A woman ran inside, punched a teacher and two students, and began removing her clothes. Police don't think that the woman had a connection to the Pivot Charter School. A Texas inmate convicted of fatally beating his 83-year-old great-aunt more than two decades ago has been executed by lethal injection. Quentin Jones's family had asked for his life to be spared. The prison failed to summon media witnesses who were there to cover the execution. The CEO of the Colonial Pipeline says they did pay ransom to hackers. More from our Jennifer King.
Sources have told the Associated Press that in exchange for the ransom, Colonial received the software decryption key required to unscramble their data network.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rebuffed White House efforts to stop the bombardment in Gaza. In Illinois, Deanna Othman worries about Palestinian relatives.
Very difficult to hear family members and see what they're going through.
New York is going maskless, at least for those who can show that they have been vaccinated. Restaurants and gyms are ready to welcome back patrons. This is AP News. Royal watchers are celebrating the news of another grandchild for Queen Elizabeth.
Buckingham Palace says Princess Beatrice is expecting a baby. The palace says the 32-year-old granddaughter Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Eduardo Mapelle-Mozzi are due to have their first child in the autumn. The palace says both families are delighted with the news. Beatrice, the elder daughter of Prince Andrew and his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, married property developer Mapelle-Mozzi in July 2020. Zaria Shackley, London.
The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has ruffled some media feathers with her announcement she'll only do one-on-one interviews with journalists of color to note her second year on the job. It's a way to highlight the lack of diversity in newsrooms. One Latino reporter says he won't do an interview because it's not up to the mayor to choose who she talks to. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.